fourth parak of Bava Kamma, ninth Mishnah. It says the Baal HaShol Yishalim. It says that the one who owns the shor, he's the one who has to pay for the damages. Now, there's a chiddush, it's not only the natural owner, but also the one who is responsible for watching it, he has to pay. So if he took his animal and he mussel the shem achinim, he gave it over to a watchman who's not getting paid, or the soil, someone who borrows it, like the socha, somebody's watching it for rent, for payment, or seicha, somebody's renting it, nichlus utachas abaylim, they take the responsibility of the owner. And if it goes under their auspices, they have to pay for the damages, not the original owner. And they, it was a mu'ah that already gore three times, he pays the full amount. And if he's a tam, then he pays chatzinet, and the original owner is potter, because it's not under his control now. Koshu bala b'meseya v'nol b'faner karoi b'yotze v'zik. If the owner tied his ox up with a rope, or he locked the door in a fashion that it would not fall down in a regular wind, which is a minimal watching of the animal. So, Rabbi Meir holds, echotam echamud chayos. This is not a sufficient shmira, and therefore, even though this would not fall down in a regular wind, but it's not strong enough for a wild bull, and therefore, you have to pay. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, tam chayv muad potter. At the time, the Torah was more machmir and how much you have to be shame of the bar. The ox, but a muad, the Torah was more lenient, and as long as it says in the Torah, Shanem, Leishmerenu, Ba'olof, as long as there was a minimal shmira, the muad will not have to pay. But the tam has to pay unless Balaam made a more serious shmira. Rebbe Lezer says, Ein leshmira l'besakin. Rebbe Lezer says that once it becomes a muad, no shmira is good enough for it, and the only way you can really watch it or watch over it is to kill it. And therefore, whenever it's going to damage after it's a mu'ad, you will be chayiv. The ma'aseh halacha, like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, at tam, you're chayiv unless you've made a stronger shmira, a mu'ad, it's enough to make a minimal shmira.